in the limelight.
The Trump administration has, since taking office, pursued a new Monroe Doctrine, based on the long-standing premise that the US must indisputably dominate the Western Hemisphere, and has aggressively pursued the removal of governments critical of American hegemony. This has included hostile policies towards Cuba, for example, and Venezuela, with exiled ex-president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, being an ally of those governments. There is likelihood the opposition which replaced him will be stridently more pro-Washington. Stay with us for an article by staff writers of Iran's English language website, Fast News Agency, under the heading, "Who is behind Morales' resignation?" Stay with us. President of Bolivia, Evo Morales, resigned on Sunday, 10th of November, after Bolivia's military warned him to step down, accusing him that the country's election held on 20th of October had been manipulated. While a growing number of countries and leaders are calling the situation a coup d'etat or a pseudo-coup against the socialist ruler of Bolivia. The contested October election has led to protests and riots. On Saturday, 9th of November, protesters burnt the house of Oruro City Governor and Evo Morales' ally, Victor Hugo Vasquez. Other acts of violence, including the Venezuelan embassy being targeted with dynamite, were reported in the Bolivian capital, La Paz. The Bolivian leader, Evo Morales, called for a snap election earlier on Sunday after an Organization of American States, OAS mission, said it could not confirm his victory last month. Evo Morales expressed hope that a new election would help avoid further unrest in the country, but his decision galvanized the opposition, who took to the streets to call for his immediate resignation. Although he agreed to a rerun, the indigenous socialist leader found himself under pressure from the military and from other elites within the country to resign. With his own political allies under attack, Evo Morales said he was standing down in order to protect them. Supporters of Evo Morales say democracy has been subverted in Bolivia and that his removal is in effect a coup d'etat. In addition to a growing number of Latino nations, figures like Britain's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn have stepped forward to state that the Bolivian president has been forced out of office by effectively a coup d'etat by the country's military. Although the United States has made little public comment on the situation in La Paz, it nevertheless gave key support for new elections, which it claimed reflect the will of the people of Bolivia, supporting a finding by the Washington-based and funded OAS, the Organization of American States, which has taken a line against the Morales government. However, there are some things worth keeping in mind. Evo Morales was a critic of the United States and its foreign policy, particularly in Latin America. The Trump administration has, since taking office, pursued a new Monroe Doctrine based on the long-standing premise that the U.S. must indisputably dominate the Western Hemisphere, and has aggressively pursued the removal of governments critical of American hegemony. This has included hostile policies towards Cuba, for example, and Venezuela. With Evo Morales being an ally of those governments, there is likelihood the opposition which replaced him will be stridently more pro-Washington. The Organization of American States as a legitimate monitor of elections in Bolivia shouldn't be taken seriously. There are good reasons why. Based and funded in Washington, D.C., the organization is little more than a partial vehicle for U.S. foreign policy interests in the region, which has, despite claiming to represent all countries in the Americas, has repeatedly isolated and ostracized countries hostile to the United States. Cuba, for example, was suspended from membership of OAS, the Organization of American States, from 1962 to 2009, admitted in this era due to Barack Obama's willingness to reconcile with Havana. However, the atmosphere in Washington has changed for the worse. Since his election, the Trump administration has taken a more hardline approach against countries in Latin America, under the mantra of what has been described as a neo-Monroe doctrine. That is, the foreign policy objective that no government which is hostile to or critical of the United States or too close to other powers should be tolerated in Latin America. Historically, Washington has repeatedly courted right-wing elites in these countries and supported them in quashing popular socialist movements that contravene the U.S. hegemonic rule and interests. On this background, and with the accusations against Evo Morales stemming largely from the Organization of American States, OAS, there is a substantial likelihood that Washington has also sought to, albeit indirectly, usher the Evo Morales leadership out of office. With his administration, of course, not being authoritarian, but a viable democracy, and secondly, not economically disastrous with his policies having made great gains for standards of living in Bolivia. This has made it harder to attack and advocate for change publicly, thus resulting in a soft approach by courting a series of state elites, in this case the military and the wealthy oligarchs of Bolivia. This outcome largely resembles that of Brazil in the past few years, whereby the hugely popular socialist president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, was removed from office by elements of the state apparatus, imprisoned under stumped-up charges, and then with an ultra-pro-US leader, Jair Bolsonaro, ascending to power. Given this, Evo Morales' eventual replacement is likely to be of a similar caliber, which will quickly move to assert the pro-capitalist, pro-US business elite with a view of undoing his socialist economic legacy, and likely moving to offer Washington support on issues such as Venezuela. As a whole, the Evo Morales saga comes to its climax with one wondering if the Monroe Doctrine has stuck yet again. Washington's support has been subtle and low-key, but evident. Bolivia loses its first indigenous leader, Evo Morales, a man who never had any record of misrule or heavy-handed governance. Morales stepped down to keep his nation from violence. Meanwhile, Evo Morales has condemned U.S. President Donald Trump for recognizing the de facto government of Jeanine Añez. Morales wrote on his Twitter account on Wednesday, 13th of November, that the coup against him was a political and economic conspiracy coming from the United States. This comes after Bolivia's head of state, Jeanine Añez, proclaimed herself as the country's interim president on Tuesday, 12th of November, in an effort to fill the power vacuum. The power grab happened just after Evo Morales, who transformed the Andean nation as its first indigenous president, left the country for Mexico with the aim of helping Bolivia recover from weeks of violent protests. Meanwhile, clashes between indigenous supporters of Evo Morales and Bolivian security forces continued in La Paz, the capital, on Wednesday. Police fired tear gas canisters trying to disperse the crowds, who reciprocated by throwing rocks, bricks, and other projectiles at the police. Dressed in colorful traditional attire, protesters had earlier flooded the streets of La Paz. As President Evo Morales helped lift millions out of poverty in Bolivia, increasing social rights and presided over nearly 14 years of stability and high economic growth in South America's poorest country. Bolivia has been experiencing years of political and economic stability and growth under Evo Morales' rule. The economy has grown by an annual average of about 4.5%, well above the regional average, and the International Monetary Fund, IMF, predicts it will grow at 4% this year. In the wake of the ouster of Evo Morales, a controversial speculation has been raised among analysts who say the military coup may have been intended to ensure American control of the South American country's massive lithium resources. Analysts now speculate that the coup d'etat cannot be understood without a glance at Bolivia's massive reserves of lithium. The mineral is critical to batteries, clean energy, and electric cars. Bolivia has long struggled to raise investment to develop its lithium reserves. In recent years, the Evo Morales government signed two contracts totaling over $3 billion for lithium development with a Chinese firm, as well as a German company. Bolivia, however, cancelled one of the contracts with the German firm in early November, just about a week before Morales' forced resignation. Bolivia is believed to have some 70% of the world's known lithium reserves. Both Chinese and Bolivian companies were experimenting with new ways to both mine the lithium and to share the profits. Experts say the contract with China made the Evo Morales government vulnerable. They believe that the contract unwittingly placed Bolivia squarely into a new Cold War between the United States and China. For more than a year, Washington and Beijing have been engaged in disputes over issues such as cybersecurity, legislation and regulations, intellectual property, government subsidies, and tariffs. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump launched a trade war against Beijing last year, when it first imposed unusually heavy tariffs on imports of Chinese goods into America. Since then, the two sides have exchanged tariff hikes on more than $360 billion worth of two-way trade. The Islamic Republic of Iran has condemned America's interference in the affairs of Bolivia, as well as the coup d'etat-style action against the South American country's legal president, Evo Morales. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Said Abbas Mousavi, said recently, "Any forceful change of government outside of legal framework, particularly by foreign interference in Bolivia, is condemned and is totally unacceptable." Mousavi said Iran believes any such change should reflect the people's will and come about at the ballot box within the framework of the laws of the country. The Iranian foreign ministry spokesman said Abbas Mousavi expressed hope that the Bolivian people and various political groups would make use of their country's political and legal potential in order to achieve a peaceful solution to the existing crisis, without resorting to violence on the streets of Bolivia. Also, Evo Morales' shock resignation has drawn condemnation from Latin America's leftist governments and prominent politicians, many of whom echoed Evo Morales and branded the new developments in Bolivia as effectively Washington-backed military coup d'etat.